Welcome to the Gift of Clarity exercise. This is Jen Owen NP, and I'll be your guide. For this exercise, you're going to need some quiet space for at least 20, 30 minutes and something to write on. So go ahead and pause the audio and get set if you don't have those things now. All right, let's get started. Most of the time when we feel exhausted, lost, not like ourselves, it's because we've lost clarity about who we are and where we want to be in our lives. So first, where do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Take just a minute. Close your eyes. Think about your dreams, your wishes for your life. If you could wave a magic wand and things would be different for you, what would that look like? So just take a minute. Close your eyes. What would it look like if you had your magic wand and everything changed? And just think about it. Don't think about it too hard. Just what would be the basic things that you would change right away about your life? What are your biggest dreams for yourself? Where do you wish you were? Who do you wish you were? All right, now go ahead and just jot down whatever came to mind. You don't have to think too hard. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just jot down for just a minute a few of the things that just immediately came to mind. I'll give you a second to do that. Now, what would that feel like? What would it feel like if all those things that you just jotted down were just automatically true? How would you feel? Really feel it. Close your eyes again. Think about those few things that you just knew immediately, those things that just immediately came to mind. What would it feel like to live the life you wish you were living and you had it now? Feel into it. What are the feelings? You would feel what? And then jot those down on your paper. All right, now we're going to go even deeper. So get comfortable now, feet flat on the floor. Take a deep breath in, deep breath out, another deep breath in, deep breath out. One more time, deep breath in, deep breath out. Now, keeping your eyes closed, imagine that you can see a movie screen that's playing a movie of you. Just imagine what it would be like in your imagination if you could just paint a picture of you appearing on that screen. Just see yourself, or imagine you can see yourself there. See that image of you. And now notice that you're standing on a stage in front of an audience of 100 people. So you're in the movie and you're standing on the stage, and now you're you in the movie standing on the stage in front of 100 people. Most of the audience is filled with new potential people in your life, but also mixed in the audience are your friends, your work colleagues, your parents. Even if they've passed, they've come back for this. There are also some friends from high school, some of your teachers, and maybe some people you used to work with in past jobs and old bosses. So just look out at that audience. Again, you've got new potential people, but also friends, colleagues, parents, old friends, teachers, old bosses, old coworkers, and they're all out there. They're just there. And now imagine you're standing on that stage and you're suddenly holding up a sign that states how your life looks once those dreams that you wrote down earlier have come true. And because you've underestimated yourself a little bit in your dream you had a few minutes ago, what's come true is even bigger and better. So see those words written in giant letters on that sign. Who you are, where you are, what's come true. What were those things that you wish you could change? They've changed and are even better, and they're written on that giant sign that you're holding up in front of these 100 people. Just see the scene. So you're holding up the sign and then you're declaring loudly, "This is what my life looks like now, and I totally deserve it. I'm totally worth it. I'm really awesome." Hold your sign and you're declaring it. "This is what my life looks like now. I totally deserve it. I'm completely worth it. And I'm really awesome." Just see that scene. Now, what just happened in that picture? Zoom in on the you on that stage in that movie. What are you feeling? What are you feeling inside your body? That person, what is she feeling standing on that stage? Then what are you feeling right now in your body watching this movie? Just sit now for a few seconds and go inside and really notice the feelings or emotions as they're coming up through your nervous system. Can you name the feelings and emotions? You've got your sign, you're making your declarations, and you feel blank. Keep feeling them and notice where you feel them and how strong they are. Where do you feel them in your body and how strong? If there were two main feelings going on right now that you could name, what would they be? It's okay to guess. If you're not sure, what would you guess they are? Two main feelings or emotions that are coming up. Now, without breaking your meditation, grab your pen and just gently write down those two feelings. And then just come back with your eyes closed, feeling those emotions. Most people state they feel some level of anxiety or stress, along with the feeling of embarrassment or even shame, kind of like, who do I think I am? When you notice yourself feeling anxiety or any kind of stress response or embarrassment or shame, it means that what you did and said on that stage somehow broke a rule that you learned and you were never supposed to break it. So when you declared your value and how deserving and worthy and great you are, what rule did you break? What rule that came from your family did you just break? And just make a mental note. And now I want you to really tune into the audience. You're still there on the stage with your giant sign declaring how awesome you are and how great your life is and how deserving you are of it and how worthy. Imagine you can zoom in and see how those people are looking at you. What do you see in the reactions of people? What are they doing and how are they looking at you? Are they cheering for you? Often what I hear in this is a mix. For example, there may be a few positive people, but are some people looking at you skeptically? Are some people saying, "Who do you think you are?" Do you see doubt on their faces, like they want you to prove it? Do any of them look angry? Or worse, are some of them laughing at you or turning their back on you? On the other hand, some people will report that they feel as though they have disempowered people by tooting their own horn. And then they feel guilty about that. Just tune in to all the reactions going on in the audience and take a mental note. Okay, new question. As you declared, "I really deserve it. I'm worthy of all of this." Did you hear a dialogue of self-doubt in your own head? If so, what did it say? This is something that usually just pops into your head. It's like an automatic thing that you say to yourself. It usually sounds like an inner skeptic or inner critic, and it can be pretty hard on you. It's important right now to really hear what that automatic self-talk is. When you declared, "I am awesome. I am totally worthy of all of this." And when you held that sign up with your dream, what thoughts automatically went into your brain? Okay, nice work. Take a deep breath and then open your eyes, because now we want to capture all of this. Shake out your body a little bit, but stay with me. Get out your pen and paper, and I want you to answer these questions I'm going to ask you without overthinking. Just write down the first thing that comes to mind based on this exercise we just did. Number one, what were the two strongest emotions or feelings you felt in your body during the exercise? And you may have written those down during, but just kind of check in with those. Do those still feel like the main two? If you had to rate the intensity of those feelings and emotions on a scale of 1 to 10, how strong would they be, with 10 being the highest? Go ahead and rate each one, first number that comes to mind. Next, what was the most prominent negative reaction you saw in the audience? Then, when you declared your dream life to everyone and how deserving you were, did you hear any inner self-talk react to your statements in a critical or skeptical way? What exactly did it say? Then last, what rule did you break on that stage that you avowed, likely from a young age, never to break? Because if you did, there would be consequences. What rule did you break? The answers to these questions are the keys to what has been going on just below the surface, automatically, both in your nervous system and thinking. And these are the things that are stopping you from living the life you most want to live and being who you most want to be. All right, let's put it all together so you can really see the connection. I want you to fill in the blanks now to these questions. When I think about fully living my best life because I am worthy and deserving, my nervous system is wired to flood these emotions with blank and blank. So I'm going to read that again so you can write this whole sentence. Write this whole sentence. When I think about fully living my best life because I am worthy and deserving, that's the main part. So now you can write under that. We're going to do three parts to that same question. So we're going to say, when I think about fully living my best life because I am worthy and deserving this, the next one, the next one. So first, my nervous system is wired to flood these emotions with blank and blank. Fill in the two main emotions that you felt. Then the second part is, again, when I think about fully living my best life because I am worthy and deserving, next part, I have an unconscious expectation that people will react in this way. And then fill in the negative reactions from the crowd. I have an unconscious expectation that people will react in this way, filling in those negative reactions from the crowd. And then the third part, I immediately and automatically start to say this to myself over and over. I immediately and automatically start to say this to myself over and over. And then you're going to fill in any of that negative self-talk, that inner critic talk that you said to yourself on that stage. So when we put it all together, you're going to have one big long sentence that says, when I think about fully living my best life because I am worthy and deserving, my nervous system is wired to flood these emotions with blank and blank, your two emotions. I have an unconscious expectation that people will react in this way, filling in the negative reactions from the crowd. And I immediately and automatically start to say this over and over to myself, filling in any negative self-talk that you said to yourself on that stage. Now, at this point, you may be saying to yourself, no wonder I struggle putting together the life I most desire. I get it. I hope it's starting to make sense to you now. Well, why you can't seem to find your footing, make the changes you most want to make, or why you feel exhausted trying. Are you starting to see that the rule that you vowed never to break stops you in your tracks? And how this could be affecting you in a lot of places in your life? This is your aha moment. You've just mapped out the roots of why you continue to struggle. The answer to this question that you, there's a question that you may have wondered about 1,000 times. Why do I hold myself back? Have you wondered that? Why do I get in my own way? When am I finally going to feel the way I want to feel? No matter what I do, I can't seem to get there. As you look at the things you wrote down, which are stopping you, which are your true blocks, I want you to answer this question. What are all of these blocks costing me? There may be actual physical costs. You may be making less money or not moving forward in your career. And likely these things are costing you a lot personally. How much are they costing you in terms of your happiness? What about in your relationships? What about in your sex life? How about in your career, your workplace? What about as a mother, a daughter, a friend? How much are these things costing you in terms of peace, confidence, and success. Take a minute to think about that. It's important to have clarity about how much these things are costing you, even if they're not very fun to look at. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Just take a minute right now and consider every cost. Just write them down. What is it costing you? How are they holding you back? Then, if you're finding these costs to be great, what else will it continue to cost you in the next year or 3 years or 10 years or the rest of your life if these all stay in place? I know none of this is that fun to look at or think about, and I'm really making you sit with it. But the reality is that this has been costing you a lot more than you may have realized. And from the bottom of my heart, I want you to see that this, I want you to see it all so you can be on it, so that you can see the things that haven't been very clear to you as you've been going about your day-to-day life. I really want to give you this clarity so that you can make a truly and empowered decision about whether or not you want to continue to carry this old baggage. The good news is, and on the bright side, once we're clear about what we don't want, we can start to have a new type of clarity about what we do want, and a new energy and a new vibe. So here's my last question for this exercise. If these issues and the hidden roots of them were to be cleared away, what would be possible for you? Could you imagine that maybe your confidence could increase by at least 50%? What about double? What would it do to your ability and your willingness to initiate the things you most want to do and be in your life? What would it do for your energy? What would it do for your ability to feel your best every single day? What would it feel like to walk around in that version of you, the version of you that is no longer operating this way, that no longer has these automatic, unconscious reactions and programming? Because part of the clarity I want to give you is the clarity of what is really possible for you when these things are uncovered, when they're brought into the light and then simply cleared away. It's possible for you to step into the confident, powerful person you want to be, truly creating your life on purpose. From that place, what would your life be like? What could you be doing for work? What kind of balance would you have? What fulfilling things would you be doing instead of worrying all the time? What new things would come into your life? And just take that in. All right, we're on our last step. I want you to say this next statement out loud with me, and then fill in the rest of the statements and keep taking notes. So no matter where you are, what you're doing, I want you to say this. Repeat after me. If all of these issues were gone, and repeat after me, if all of these issues were gone, and I had full confidence and enthusiasm instead, so many more things would be possible for me. If all of these issues were gone and I had full confidence and enthusiasm instead, so many things would be possible for me. I would finally feel and fill that in. I would have the freedom to spend time doing blank, fill it in. I would have the freedom to spend time doing. And I would be living my purpose of blank, fill it in. And I would be living my life purpose of the truth is that when we shine the light on the hidden roots of the things that are holding us back, the things that are blocking us, the things that are stopping us from living our greatness, that are keeping us from living our true purpose, we stand in an incredible opportunity to change, to shift, to clear what's holding us back and step into our most powerful place. And when we do that, anything is possible. Anything. As a matter of fact, if you take another second now to think about the questions you just answered and allow yourself to feel how much you really do want those things, then you'll get it. Feel it. How much do you want that? And at this point, you might be saying to yourself, yes, I really do want that. You may be feeling an energy charge inside that's connected to that. That thing is the powerful rising energy that comes with the gift of clarity, the energy of change, determination, and growth, the energy you need to move to your next level. At the same time, you might hear some limiting beliefs pop into your head about how possible or impossible your dreams really are. And that's okay. That's another aha moment. Okay, take a deep breath. Well done. That is a lot. This exercise is so beneficial in uncovering what you most want and what is truly standing in your way. In the Flourish Way experience year-long immersion, you'll take this clarity and run with it. In our first phase, you'll unwind and unlearn all of these blocks you uncovered in this exercise and find and clear any others, ones you've likely been holding on to your entire life. Once we've got you free from those, you're going to learn how to replenish and restore your energy, your enthusiasm, and how to find your true purpose. And last, you're going to expand your energy. You're going to emerge into who you're truly meant to be and experience things you don't even know are possible for you right now. If during this one exercise, you've already felt a shift in how you're feeling before you started, imagine the shifts you'll undergo during this full year immersive experience. Hopefully you've seen today that it doesn't have to be hard. With some guidance and some focus, you'll be on your way to your dream life before you know it. Now, you have a choice. You can take what you learned about yourself today and you can just forget all about it. You can keep on keeping on, feeling stuck, tired, wired and tired, uninspired, or you can take what you learned about yourself today and continue to release, renew, and move quickly into the best life that you've been dreaming of. Thank you for your time, for being brave and participating fully, and thank you for being you. I do hope you'll join me in my signature program so that I can help you flourish. This has been Jen ONNP, Transformational Guide and Healing Facilitator from the Flourish Way Experience. I hope this was helpful, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.